As you are growing in your life, you will find that one of the places that you are growing will allow you to extend your own consciousness to the knowledge that we are all connected. This concept has been presented before, but not always in a good way. Because the fact that we are all connected does not mean that we are all related. It simply means that the way life has been formed, we come from the same source. And we all have a human point where we are alike. The thing that is disturbing about not understanding this is when you spend your life and your consciousness trying to pretend that that is not true, trying to move away from the fact that we all share humanity, trying to move away from the fact that we all have similar needs, although we may be interacting with those needs in different ways. And the ability then to, in as many situations as you can, to look for the light in the people around you. Now, once again, we want to be clear on this. The ability for you to hold that we all come from a light, a beautiful creative light, and to look for that light in every situation is a spiritual discipline. And it does not require you to like the person or the situation where you are looking for the light. That is not a requirement. It is not a requirement for you to be responsible for a person or a situation. It is simply that basic remembering that we are all human, that we all came from the same source, that we are all on different paths, and that in taking away the need to judge someone else's path or to allow someone to judge yours, to take away all the judgment and simply look and say, yes, we are all sourced from the same place. What it does is it brings a calming centeredness to your life. And because that centeredness is in a place that is sourced by love, it changes your energy. And it is a thing that happens by decision. Not because you have become a master or mistress of all the wonderful things, but simply because you have chosen. And you have chosen to look over and look for the light. It does not mean you will always be able to find it, but it means that you carry in your field that you are looking for it. Now, two things are changed when you do that. And the first thing is you. Because if you are looking for the light in a person or a situation, then you have moved yourself to a place of love. And the other thing that it does is because your field now is searching for love, it draws out that light if the other person is able to release it. Now, we do not want to be confused here. This does not mean that you are responsible for making that person emanate light. Some people are not able to do it, are so afraid that they are not going to do it. But even if that is true, what you have done when you look for the light is you bring peace and you bring a kind of power to yourself. and that energy interacts with the world, and it gentles energy that might be warlike, and it softens places that might be hard. It is a fine thing to carry with you and to practice every day. It is not about being a good girl. It is not about that. But it is about being conscious about the way you use your energy. There are so many situations where we understand this principle that if you are shopping and looking for something, your focus is very strong. It is specific and powerful, and it moves forward. You are looking for a thing. Very often, you find it. More often than not, you find it. And it is the same with people. When you allow your focus to go to the fact that we share a creative source and that there is light somewhere in that person, if you can simply look for it, not be responsible for bringing it out, but allow yourself to simply look for it, then what happens is you are finding it in yourself and increasing the light that you carry, because your intention is to find the light in everything that you can. Now, does it mean that you always will find it? No. But it means that the position that you are operating from is the right position. And you are going to find the light more than you are not going to find the light. Now, why is it that we do not do this? Because it is a fairly natural thing for humans to do. We do not do it because of fear. We either make ourselves unduly responsible for bringing out the light in another person, and that is going to create fear again, because that is not what we are doing. We are simply looking for it. So many times we find it, sometimes we don't, but it is as though we are calling the light in the people that we meet. And that does the planet a great deal of good. And also, of course, in our own lessons, we want to look at the times when we are not willing to look. And we do not judge those because we are not trying for perfection. But when we are not looking for the light, most of the time we are caught in a belief that is creating fear. And simply for our own knowledge of ourselves and our healing, it is good to take note of that. It is a good thing to notice and say, I looked for light in that child and found it. I looked for light in, or I did not look for light in this person. I made a decision about who they are and what they are, and I'm going to protect myself against what they are. Then your energy has shifted to fear. It is a different thing to say, I am looking for the light in this person, but I can see that it is blocked and they are walking down a different path. That is a fine discernment, but it is not fear-based. So you do not interfere with your energy's ability to grow and to expand. And that is quite a beautiful thing. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together, in this teaching as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. As you breathe in fullness and light. Exhale fear and darkness. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your root. And let that cleansing energy heal the root and make it able to grow a pattern of creation for you, a pattern that your whole being recognizes as your own. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the second center. And feel it wash away the judgment and the shame. Feel the cleansing energy come into the solar plexus and wash away the emotions that need to move out of your body now, so that there is room for you to feel joy. Feel the cleansing energy come up from the earth and into your heart center. And let the cleansing energy wash over your heart and wash away the pain and wash away the demands that are not one with light, that are not one with love. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into your throat. And let the cleansing energy wash away any communication you have with yourself that promotes fear or judgment or takes away from your worth or your power. Let go of all of that communication. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your third eye. And let it wash the third eye so that you're able to see more clearly, to intuit, and to respond in the way that is discerning, that is protective, that is good for you. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into your crown. Feel the cleansing energy open the crown. And as the crown opens, feel the bright sun, that is the energy of the universe, pouring into your body, making you able to receive more with your open crown. Let that golden light alter your thoughts and make them higher and more loving and more powerful. Feel that energy flow down your spine to make you strong. Feel the golden light flow across your shoulders to take away your burden. Flow down your back like a cape to prevent you from taking on more burden. Flow down through your arms and your hands so that what you choose to do, you do without guilt, without shame, without old patterning. But your hands and your arms move together into your life, that which is joyful and strong and like you. And feel the golden light fill the trunk and send healing down through your body. Feel the golden light flow down across your legs, into your feet, until you are holding golden light in your body and feeling it sourced. And outside of your body, letting it become a field of light. And bring your attention into your heart center. And see that in a circle of golden light, a gift has been left for you. Rest the mind. Allow yourself to know your gift and to embrace your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.